thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, happy Wednesday. Hope you're having an awesome afternoon. Here we are. We're back to talk movies again, Mr. Lee. And I love the Flickster. I say it every week because we just get to chill and let our Flickster do the talking for us. It's a great podcast.
It certainly is. We do. We just sit back and just listen to the words from our talking Flickster about a movie that we've sent them off to see.
Yeah, and how good is it? So they get to go along and see a movie. They get to come on and give us their thoughts and their honest opinion on the movie as well. And we'll later on see what their Chock Top score is. So I think that's all important, isn't it? Five Chock Tops.
It is. Well, we've had a few five Chock Tops over the last few weeks, so that's really good. We've had some twos, but at least they're honest.
That's exactly right. So I wonder what this week's movie will get, Mr. Lee. It is of course, Freakier Friday, which is the follow-up to Freaky Friday.
Yes. You did so well.
Yes.
Your research is so good, JT.
It's impeccable. Not as good as yours, but anyway.
Can I just say, why in rehearsals? You were so much better in rehearsals. You started off really well, and now you've just gone down.
I think this is actually a pretty good start, so give me some credit. but I can't believe it's been 22 years. That's just crazy. I remember seeing it when it first came out, and yeah, wow. And it is great to have Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis back as well. So
it certainly is. And you know what the scary thing is? I was working in the cinema when it came out 22 years ago, so that's a bit scary.
Do you know what the scary thing is? I believe it too, which is Angie had more hair. So, look, we'll bring our Flickster in just a sec. Before we do, Mr. Lee, we probably should have listened to the trailer. What do you reckon?
I think we should. Let's take a listen.
Let's see the magic unfold.
Morning. Happy wedding week. You have a lot on your plate. Let us know how we can help.
Maybe someone could help me write my wedding vows.
How about this? I, Anna, take you, Eric, a man whose daughter is a little demon thing with an obnoxious accent.
What is taking so long? We wouldn't want to be off schedule, innit?
My bachelorette party will be good bonding for everyone.
You two are called to be family.
Yeah, right. Don't remind me.
You've walked in each other's path. You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you very much.
One more thing. Right over there is a QR code that you can tip me with.
Change the hearts you know are wrong to reach the place where you belong.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Okay, it's
who am I?
It's me. It's Mom.
If you're me and I'm you, then who's that?
I'm Grandma, sweetheart.
Yeah!
Last time, we convinced everyone that we were each other until we switched back.
I didn't want to be a part of this family, and now I'm part of some dodgy family curse? And I'm the eldest?
As teenagers, we have no power. But as adults,
we can break our parents up for good.
Chop!
All you have to do is reunite her with her first love.
Very good.
Flip your hair.
Good. Big moves. Bite your lip. Not your top lip, your bottom lip.
I know what this is. You're having a stroke.
No, I just need to go to the bathroom. I was really bad at that. So bad at that. Any other ideas? Let's just get back out there. Otherwise, he'll think I'm pooping.
Too late.
Nice car.
It's totally mine.
She thinks you're cute.
I do not.
Yes, she does.
I do.
She so does.
Dr. Coleman?
Oh, my God, go.
That's my therapist.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Yeah, there you go. Freakier Friday. It is out now. And the lovely lady who has come on to join us to tell us all about it, it is the wonderful Tilly. G'day, Tilly. Welcome to Talkin' Flicks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. You enjoy your movies. What's your favorite genre of movie? What do you really like checking out?
Oh, I definitely like something that's lighthearted and enjoyable. So like a good rom-com. Something fun. That's what I enjoy.
You into the horror genre? Because, my God, there's been some horrors in the last couple of years.
Definitely been a lot of horrors, and definitely not my genre, but...
so with you, Tilly.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't do horrors. JT dragged me to a horror, and I'm still scarred. I'm still scarred.
Do you remember what film it was? What was that?
Yeah, horror? Final Destination 6.
Bloodlines.
Bloodlines, yeah. He dragged me to that, and I'm sitting there, and he's just laughing at me because I was just sitting there scared.
And oh, the look on his face. Again.
And the worst thing was he made me pay for it, and so he was laughing. He got entertainment from the screen and as well as me being scared. So I don't do horrors either.
How many buckets of popcorn did you eat?
Not many, because I wasn't watching, but I was like closing my eyes.
Oh, and, you should have just been shoveling that popcorn in.
Well, he was too stingy to buy the snacks. And what was more insulting was did you give us a 2.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Chop Tops? Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought it was better than that, Mr. Lee. It seriously was. So.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's, but anyway, can I ask, Tilly, because you do like rom-coms, what's your favourite rom-com that you've ever watched?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. You know what I love? I love Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Steve Carell and
Ryan Gosling.
Emma Stone.
I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's high up there. It's one of my favorites.
When Ryan Gosling's character walks out the back and Steve Carell's character sees and goes, what are you doing here? They look and go, what are you doing?
Every time.
That's a funny scene. Yeah, that's a funny
best scene.
So, Tilly, did we get it right sending you off to see Freakier Friday? Were you happy checking this one out?
Yes. Good choice. Good choice for me. I'm glad I wasn't on the Final Destination run.
We'll save that for next time.
Okay. We're fine. Thank you.
So what did you think of the movie? What were your overall thoughts?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was... a lot of life. It was vibrant. It was lighthearted and heartwarming. I thought it ticked a lot of the boxes, which was really good, and probably exceeded my expectations, which was good.
That's very good. So what did you think of the characters? You know, Jamie Lee's character, Lindsay's, what do you think how they portrayed swapping bodies or minds, basically?
Again.
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis is just hilarious. She is... I adore her. I think she's amazing. She was brilliant. And I actually thought Lindsay Lohan brought a really lovely depth to it. I thought it was nice to see her in that role. A more grown-up role from what she was when she was younger. So it was really nice. I really enjoyed her role as well in it.
Tilly, we haven't seen Lindsay Lohan in many movies of late. How do you reckon this is like a kind of a comeback movie for it? How do you reckon that she went in this still like the Lindsay of old?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, to see her taking on a more mature role, I thought she handled it lovely. I thought it was a really nice portrayal, what she did, and I thought she brought a lot of depth and warmth to her character and it carried it through. And yeah, I thought she did. I thought it was a good comeback. Yeah, it was nice to see her in that, in a grown up movie environment. Yeah,
she really doesn't do many of those, so I wonder if this is what she's going to go down that track now. And even Jamie Lee, you know, she doesn't really play the grandmother type part very often either, so this is kind of a new thing for them to do.
Definitely. Considering I have recently watched Parent Trap with my kids, so seeing her classic in that and now in Freakier Friday, yeah, as a, you know, a mother figure was very different. And I thought, that's what I mean. I just thought I was, yeah, I was like, oh, that's really great to see you back, and you've done it really, did a great job.
Now, I've seen the original. I haven't caught up with this one yet, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. And I must say, the whole concept of them going into, it's a bachelorette party, They're going to a palm reading, which I've never had my palm read, so I don't think I'll do it after, you know, knowing what's happening in this one. But in the other one, it's when they went to the fountain or something. So it's a very different but still the same type of concept.
The cookies, which, the cookies in the...
cookies, that's the cookies, what it was.
The Chinese restaurant. The
fortune cookies. That's right. It was the lady, Where was the one? There must have been another one that they did a swap in a pond. I remember watching.
There is. Is it...
And it was two guys.
I can see it now too. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Wedding Rome or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. There's been a few of them in the past and they're always good fun. And that's what I'm, I think it's so good that they do these sort of things.
But now, Tilly, I'm looking at it, it's now like double trouble because you've got Lindsay, you've got her daughter, you've got the stepdaughter. So it's like, and then you've obviously got her mum. So, there's more switching going on. The switching is more complex this time around.
Yeah, it's chaotic.
It sounds it.
Yeah, it was a little bit stressful, I'll admit. And then it took me a few minutes to really work out, hang on, who's who? And I think it was funny and really it was really good to see because the younger ones got to see their parents that they think are so daggy and naggy, but then they got to see that those things that they're doing, they got to understand that it is from such a beautiful place of love for them. So it was just so good. And I mean, my daughter's only 9, but I'm like, maybe when you're 16, maybe you need to see how much I love you.
You guys might swap. Yeah, stay away from Chinese restaurants or whatever else.
Yeah, and fountains.
And fountains.
So definitely chaotic. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you pay attention at that time because you need to know what's going on without spoiling it. But, yeah, it's really great.
Is there a way that they... you know that they've swapped? Like, you know, sometimes it's a facial expression or, you know, someone's wearing a hat or, you know, something's, do you know that they're swapped or you've got to try to work that out?
No, you do know. Let's say it's a lot to do with the skin and the way the skin looks as we age and the young girls aren't happy with some newfound wrinkles on their face. Switching to a grandma from a 15-year-old is probably, bit of a switch there.
Jeez, you got to think about it. Like, it must be hard to portray when you're doing the acting for it, when you think about the four that are involved, having to completely change. You got to stay in character the whole time. Yeah. But the character of not yourself, somebody else. And, I reckon I'd flip out with that. Like, occasionally I'd be like, oh, wait a minute, who am I?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, seeing Jamie Lee Curtis play like a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, I mean, it's hilarious. She was the star for me. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, because it would be very hard, as you said, JT, because you'd have to have a cut and then go, okay, who am I playing? Okay, 15-year-old. Right, okay, let's go. Right, roll the cameras and then keep going and go, right, I've got to remember that I'm in that character.
And you've got to act like a 15-year-old too.
Yes.
So
you've
got to take yourself back there again.
It'd be pretty hard to snap out of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And that's what I was just going to say. It would be hard to remember. But then when you're in that acting of a 15-year-old, you'd be like, oh, I like this. And it would be hard to get back out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you go out for dinner with your husband and wife and all that, and you're still acting like a 15-year-old. Probably wouldn't be a good thing.
No. Oh, to be 15 again.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. What we know now, and I can remember my parents would say, if I was young again, it's like, yeah, okay. Can I ask, was there any moment that made you really laugh out loud and go, that's clever?
Yeah, there's maybe not clever, but the standout, a funny scene is a scene in the record shop and we get to see Chad Michael Murray back on the screen.
Oh.
So it's, it's funny. It's a good scene. Yeah. The three of them are in that and... yeah, it's funny.
Does it involve a motorbike?
Ooh, yeah.
Because he was in the motorbike in the original one, Jamie Lee Curtis was on the back of it. Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, well, at least there's a little throwback to that. That's a good thing. So, good, because that's a big thing.
And how about any moments that caught you off guard? Something that, that really surprised you?
Mm. Well, that's a tricky one. Honestly, I think it's Lindsay Lohan's acting.
Mm.
Mm. I don't know that there was a point in the film. I think the film was sort of what I was expecting. But, yeah, I think that caught me off guard. Yeah, just seeing her grown up.
Yeah. And the good thing is, too, it is a Disney film. And, you know, with Disney films, geez, very rarely is there a flop when it comes to Disney. They always seem to nail all the right little moments. And I'm guessing you'd see lots of those throughout the film.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of details as well. Lots of little details. And, yeah, it's all good.
Oh, that is so good. Now, tell me, have you had your palm read, Lily?
I haven't, but I have been to a psychic before.
Okay, so you kind of, yeah. So if you did happen to go to a palm reading, who would you want to swap with? Like, who would you, you know, would you want to go older or would you like to go younger?
No, I want to swap with my husband.
Oh, okay. Yes. So he gets to see, he gets the shoes on the other foot. Is that right? Is that what's going on, Jill? Yeah, okay.
So what, clever. He gets to experience all the stuff that you have to do with the kids and running around, and which I'm sure that's what you do because a lot of mums do all that sort of thing. Because, yeah, and then you just get to go to work and have coffee all day. Is that what you're thinking?
And that have he beer does? At night, yeah.
Oh, and beer at
night, yes.
Yep,
I do like that. It was a good answer.
A very smart swap.
It's a good answer.
It is.
Would you swap with Mrs. Lee, Mr. Lee?
Next question.
Go on, Grant. Who would you swap with?
You know what? I actually think I would really like to swap with, I don't know, the Prime Minister or, you know, someone like that, just to, you know, go, you know what, I'm going to say this, this and this. I reckon that'd be different. That'd be something unusual. Mm. And, you know, experience that, because I'd never become Prime Minister and I don't have any, or even if the Mayor of Town or, you know, something like that, I reckon that'd be fun, you know, or even, you know, something that's out there that's out of my comfort zone, you know? I think that'd be fun.
That's cool. What about you, JT?
I don't know. I reckon it would have to be like a Magic Mike type moment, I reckon. You know, don't you reckon? Something like that, something with abs, you know?
And hair.
And hair and body oil. Yeah. Of course. One day's all right.
You know what? You really want to become Channing Tatum.
Well, we talk about him all the time, don't we? Yes.
All the time.
And you rip on him all the time as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy to go to the Channing Tatum films.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Grant Lee was happy to go to those films too. He will never admit it, but
my question is, on the Magic Mics. Why does he have to take his shirt off in every movie? Oh, like, what is
there? Because it's Channing Tatum.
No, but there's no reason. Half the time, there is no reason for him to take his shirt off. And
there's always reason, Grant.
No,
there's always reason.
Because 9 out of 10 times, Mr. Lee, there's going to be ladies going to see his movies, and they're going to be very disappointed if they go and see it. They go, Tilly's got her hands in the air, so I know that she's happy with that one.
Yeah, look, I get that side of it, but most of the time in the movie, it doesn't really call for it. Like, you just go, okay, it's written in his contract, right? Okay,
you're a bit jealous, Mr. Lee, or something. Like, it's the green light monster got you because. Yeah. You know, always picking on, if it's not Tom Cruise, it's bloody Channing Tatum. So get off your high horse, Mr.
It
Lee.
It does make me giggle when it comes off for no reason, but.
That's Channing Tatum you're talking about.
Yes, Channing Tatum.
Okay. Good, thank you. I just sort of just clarified. That was all.
No, it's not Tom Cruise.
Hey, now, getting back to the movie that we're meant to be talking about.
I think Tilly's blushing over there.
Hey.
You're having a bit of a blush there, Till. It's getting hot in here.
it is actually.
I do want to ask about very quickly the music.
Yeah.
Now in the trailer, there's a lot of you hear a bit of Chapel Roan and whatnot, and I'm not sure like you're up to your pop music and things like that. But the vibe I get is that the music in this is made to suit younger girls. Did you get that vibe in the film. Like, it's suiting, I reckon, like, more like teens, I reckon.
Yeah, probably. And I think it is probably to try and get the teens to want to go and see it. Because obviously, like, people that grew up with it, they have that connection to it and are going to go, I have to see that. And they want to take their kids, and the kids may not want to go. So if we're connecting to them through their speaking their language with the music, they're there. And actually, I will say, in the opening, you know, the first section of the film, I actually felt like I was watching a film back in 2004 in the cinema. It was really cool. It was like that, you know, the whole Mean Girls sort of vibe, Clueless vibe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is like taking me back.
But that's good, because I think that would be great for those that have seen the original film. Mm. It's like taking a trip back in time. It's nostalgic, which is great. So they've caught those people from the get-go, pretty much. They've gone along to see it, the hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, and they've got them in there. So it's like, it's catchy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it builds that. There's that connection immediately. Mm.
Because a lot of us were 22 years younger, and now, you know, some of them would have children, and, you know, that is a big thing. You know, you can go and enjoy a movie, and something like a Disney movie, you can enjoy with your kids, and this, being PG, is one of those movies that you can do and enjoy it with your child.
Yeah, absolutely. My 9-year-old's asked if we can go and see it. So. Aww.
Oh,
yeah. Try and fix some timing.
Do you think that the movie is good for all ages when you look at it? Like, adults obviously will go and see it with the kids, but, like, kids, it's great for all kinds of kids to go and see it as well.
Yeah, I think, like, teenagers would really enjoy it. So, yeah, I don't know, like, kid, you know, I'm not sure if 9, like, I think a lot of it will go over her head and shoot. Thoroughly understand it, but I think, like, if you've got, you know, your 12, 13 year old, I think it's a great film.
Perfect.
And, you know, really great to go with mum to see, or to go for those kids to go with their friends. I think it's a, you know, being PG, it's a great film, I think, you know, and there's maybe not too many that fall into that category that would appeal to those teenagers.
But how old is Harper that's in the movie? How old is she played? Do you know? Is she a teen?
She's a teen.
Yeah, so there you go. So they are aiming at a teen age that would suit. Yeah, there. Oh, there you go. That's interesting. I like that. So, yeah. Now, tell me, is there anything that, you know, with the movie, is there something that you'd go, I'll change that? Or, you know, were there an actor that you didn't think was the right one for any role or anything like that?
No, I think that everyone did a good job.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously you had the characters from the previous one, so we knew that they were already great at their roles. And, yeah, I think everyone was casted quite well.
Okay, so we've got Freakier Friday. Could there be an even freakier Friday down the track?
Ooh,
is that possible?
Freakier.
Or freakiest Friday?
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
like
good.
That? Yeah,
that true. Would be chaos. That, I mean, I said it was chaos at 4. Imagine more. Man.
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because I said last week on the podcast that I think that what they've done really well with this movie is bring Jamie Lee and Lindsay back. Mm-hmm. So if they were going to do a third movie, you'd want them again, wouldn't you? Because this is it's what makes it. I don't know how the dynamic would go if you took either one of those out of the movie. You know, it's probably not going to land the same, is it?
No. I think it's with them or it's non-existent.
I think you'd also have to bring the other characters back, like Chad Michael Murray and Mark Harmon. You'd have to bring all them back as well. And so would you have 4 generations?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, isn't it? I don't think I'd be able to cope. I don't think I'd be able to remember who's who and what's going on in the zoo.
Surely if you were in Lindsay or Jamie Lee's shoes, you wouldn't want to switch bodies 3 times. 2 times is bad enough. Surely 3 is just very bad luck. So and then the hardest part is coming up with the storyline as to why it happens and how it happens. So, yeah, they have to go back to the drawing board again. But I think if this movie does really well, you'd have to think that Disney would certainly consider it.
Who knows? Maybe in another 22 years we'll have Freakiest Friday.
Potentially.
And can I just say, we heard it first here from JT. So if Disney call it that, wow.
Wow, yeah, I know. Do you reckon we'll still be doing the podcast in 22 years, Mr. Lee?
Oh, God, I hope not. I'm what?
Probably from your nursing home.
Yeah, probably I will be with my walking frame and everything. Yep. Like, oh, I remember 50 years ago. God, no. Oh, definitely not. I think we'll be well and truly gone by then, JT. As in, onto other things.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, I thought I'd better just in case. Yeah, sorry. Hey, I just had a thought. What they could do for the third one is kind of hand the baton on,
yeah,
and have Lindsay and Jamie Lee there, but not have them, and they've got to experience them and go, well, what's going on with all these people? So that would be a different concept.
Yeah, I think that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, because they would have to try to hand it on to somebody else to keep the franchise going if they want to. Because, you know, if it works and works again and works again, they'll want to do it again and again.
But yeah. I don't think they'll leave it 22 years this time. I think it'll be a bit closer.
Definitely not.
I'm calling it here. Yeah. And if my Oscar predictions are anything to go by, you'll want to believe me. I guess when we look at this movie, comedy obviously is a great thing to get out of it. Lots of drama as well. Like, you're getting a bit of drama in it too. So not only are you getting some laughs, there's some serious moments too.
Yeah, there were. But that brought it together. If that wasn't there, it'd be really fluffy. So I think that they balanced it really well. And I thought that, the resolution at the end was really heartwarming.
Which is a nice thing. That's a good thing. To be able to bring it all back together and without giving the ending away, do you need to stay right to the end? Is there any outtakes?
Oh, I should know this, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big thing. There could be. I know, don't say. You know what? We'll make people go and watch it and find out for themselves, because I do say that a lot of the time too, Tilly, because I don't want people to leave. I think people should stay right to the end of the movie until the lights are up fully and they see all the people that work behind the scenes, because they never get to, you know.
Sitting there watching the credits. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love watching the credits. I think it's such a good thing. I will tell people they have to watch it. So please don't say anything silly about it. We'll make sure people go and watch it and sit there right through to the end.
Miss Lee, should we open the freezer? What do you reckon? Should we?
I think we should. Would you mind? Thank you. Tilly, we're up to that time. We are now going to ask you, we're going to give you 5 Chop Tops, and out of 5 Chop Tops, what do you give Freakier Friday, please?
Oh, I'm going to go. Do you get to choose what flavour?
Yes.
Actually, what flavour is your favourite?
I love chocolate. Chocolate Chop Top. I used to be a boysenberry girl, and then I swapped. So now I'm a chocolate Chop Top girl. My local did get rid of chocolate, so anyway.
Chocolate's the most popular flavour.
Yeah, so it should be.
And vanilla, yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate, all right. But I'm going to go four.
Oh, that's definitely worth that's worth one of those, I reckon.
Well,
that's
pretty done.
That's a great little score. Yeah. That's
really good. So people have got to go to a cinema and watch Freakier Friday this weekend. If you haven't, make sure you do and take your kids with you. That's what we're saying.
A lot of fun. So,
yeah. And I'm sure they'll enjoy it. So thank you so much, Tilly. We really appreciate you coming onto the podcast and telling us all about that. We do appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will. It'll be...
What's for lunch, Till? What are you having for lunch today? Because, we always like to have a nice lunch post-show.
All right. All right. Well, my lunch today will be, I think I might go a bagel.
Mr. Lee.
With tuna and avo and spinach.
How come you ever do bagels for us, Mr. Lee?
I don't, because I don't think
of it. It's always crappy heat-ups that you bring every week. This is just...
next week.
Friday. I'll bring it in on Friday. Bring a bagel in. Yeah. And I'll just have cream cheese, that's all.
No, I want you to make it how Tilly makes it, please, okay? So make sure she gives you the recipe and do it exactly like that. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll email it through.
Good on you, Tilly. Thank you, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Tilly. We do appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. See you later.
See you, Till. Next week, Zane reviewing Nobody 2, Mr. Lee. I have seen the trailer. That looks good.
It certainly does. It's a sequel to the first one called Nobody.
Yes, I figured that. But we will unpack all that on Friday's show, which, by the way, do you want to give a bit of a hook as to what's happening on the show?
I knew you would say that. Look, we've got some great news about Tom Holland. We've also got some news about Jonah Hill and Kirsten Wiig as well. Of course, we're talking about The Life of Chuck, which is a Stephen King movie. It's from a book. Stephen King's a horror freak. But this is not a horror.
No, it's so not.
Very, very different. And also we'll unpack Mr. Burton as well, which is a British film. And I love British films, so I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh, we'll unpack it, will we? Jeez, that was very technical from you. You're learning, Mr. Lee. And I thought, as we go, I thought I'd grab a little bit of music from your CD collection again. What's this vinyl? This track's called this track's called Midnight Boogie.
Oh,
bring back some memories. Yep.
Oh, it does. Brings back a lot of memories. I can remember in my disco phase.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll have this song playing while we have lunch. Let's go do that now. And that then we will catch you midday on Friday. Make sure you don't miss it. Thank you, Mr. Lee. Do you want to say goodbye? I don't know.
I wasn't sure where you're going. So bye for now.
Bye. Catch you on Friday.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.